This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. For you hurt yourself. Praise God. How many of y'all know we're in the last days? It's very possible we're in the last minutes. And our Bible always tells us about signs, seasons, that we're to understand these things. We are at a call to arms right now. It is a warning and a quickening of to the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit, speaking through His Word, through His prophets, and through revelation. It's a time of getting closer. Everyone say getting closer. Getting closer. See, when things begin to get closer, we need to get closer. Things are getting closer than what you realize. We're seeing things happening through the world. And the Lord is saying it's a call to arms. In other words, it's time to get spiritually armed and be prepared. You know, there are things that happen in my life, and the Lord, when they happen, after they happen, then the Lord begins to reveal something to me. And we had a strange incident that happened. I don't know if I spoke about this or not, but it was like the Gestapo invaded our campus. And it was about 10 o'clock at night, and I got a call from Viv because they'd come down there and they were already beginning to leave. But anyways, it was about four vans, black vans, and I don't know if they were sheriffs or who they were. It looked like the SWAT team with armed up and everything, marching down our facility, our campus, and went in and knocked on the door and was looking for one person for probation. So anyways, I was walking down there after Viv had called me from the office, and I was a little frustrated. I'm thinking, this is stinking crazy. And as they were all leaving and getting in their vehicles, there was around 15 gentlemen, and there was one vehicle left, and I went to the vehicle, and I knocked on the window, and I said, what are you doing? And I said, you guys come in here like Gestapo. This is a residential area. Don't you get this? And I said, well, we were here for probation. I said, probation at 10 o'clock at night? I said, did the person violate? No. Well, you can't come like normal people? And this weasel probation officer says to me, it's amazing how the weasel ones come with everyone else, you know, because they feel big. The only thing, his badge was bigger than him. And he said, I have a right to go in any house I want. And my thoughts started manifesting in the flesh. And I decided to step back and, all right. And I introduced myself and so forth. And they knew I was ticked. I didn't care. And afterwards, I walked away and I realized, my God, Lord, we were hopeless in the area of defenseless. There wasn't anything we could have done. They would have killed every single one on the block. And nobody would have even had an opportunity to respond. And I stepped back. And apparently, they go out certain times and they do this practice, whatever it is. And I was frustrated. I was angry. And I was walking home, and I'm thinking, man, you know, all kinds of thoughts, especially the world that I came from. And I went home, and I said to my wife, you need to pray for me. And so we prayed. And I just cast it to the Lord. And again, this was an incident that occurred to me. And I know that in this incident and whatever and how I felt, God was trying to speak to me about something. And I didn't know exactly what was and whatever, and I've already known for so many, all the things that are going on. And I mean, come on, let's get real. I mean, we've seen everything that has been occurring that just seems impossible to occur. Let's just go back for a minute to the area where there was a explosion of everyone getting financed to buy a home, no matter who you were, and then they pulled it away. If you think that was the bankers, that was your government that promoted that. Hello. And then people became destitute. The economy went down. People lost families. People became homeless. Then the second thing that was occurring, disarm America. Or they're promoting to disarm people as much as they can. They're blaming everything on people having weapons. This is our government, I want you to know. I want you to really get an understanding that your enemy is not across the nation. Your enemy is in this country. Could they have changed something? Yes. If they really wanted to protect me and you, wouldn't you think they would close the borders? I mean, let's get real. Now, I'm not talking about political people. I'm talking about truth. They are allowing demonic, Satan's enemy to come into this country. They're allowing it because they're promoting it. And it's time for people to wake up. Let me tell you, there's three type of people. There are those who see, those who don't see, and those who don't want to see. Those are three types of people. Those who see, those who don't see, and those who don't want to see, no matter what you tell them, I don't want to hear it. Well, you know what? Don't matter. Because if you are not spiritually right with God and prepared, if you're not prepared to die, then you better get prepared. Does everybody understand this? You know, in the Old Testament, it talked about Abraham, the father of promise. He had two children. One was called Ishmael. He came forth out of God's time. Then we have Isaac, who came according to God's time. Ishmael produced the Arab nations. And then we have Israel. There is something going on if people are not awake yet to see what's happening. There is a war going on. But this war is in the physical manifestation, but it's in the spiritual realm. And this is where you and I need to begin to warfare even more than before. And I'm going to, the Spirit has shared with me already this morning about putting together a warfare prayer that is going to attack all of these areas. So I'm hoping to have it done for Tuesday so that we can be on the same page. But in the meantime, in Hosea 4:6, let's go there. Hosea 4:6, would you read it with me? My people are, they're what? Destroyed. They're destroyed. They're killed. They're moved out of position. They're misled. They are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. Now, this knowledge is not the knowledge that is of the world. This is the knowledge of God, His promises. This is divine knowledge. This is revelation knowledge from the Lord. Now, there is a knowledge of the world. In fact, think about this. The knowledge of the world has brought people drunk. Technology is putting people under a spell. People are deluded. They're drunk. They're so caught. Did you see all of the people that were waiting in line on TV for that new phone when they can't even pay their rent? Hello? Did you know that you can now buy marijuana with food stamps? It's legal. In the states that marijuana is legal, they can use food stamps to buy marijuana. This has been approved by your government. You don't think they want to put you under a spell and then slaughter you? Technology has increased. People are taken captive in technology. They're caught up in fantasy. Now, you may think this is crazy, but this is reality. Now, I'm not talking about political. Does everybody understand it? I'm talking about the Satan's kingdom and his army are here. They have his religious group, he has his government, and he has his economy. Did anybody ever see the Monster can? You know, what is it, a drink? Do you know that those lines, that line is a Hebrew letter for number 6? 666. Is that wild? People don't know it. Why? Because they're being destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yeah, on it says unleash the beast. Does everybody understand this? Unleash the beast. 666. Well, we know the websites, www means 666 too. See, when people really begin to search and find out and begin to erase what the world is trying to portray, to veil things so people can't see, they begin to see Satan's kingdom more and more and more. But see, you can live in fantasy land all you want, but eventually it's going to come to your front door. And what are you going to do then? My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge, and because you rejected the knowledge of God, the truth of God, I will reject you for being priests for me. That's somebody close to him. And I'm telling you, it's a time to get closer. Say, getting closer. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. Isn't that what happened? Didn't Ishmael do the same thing? And it's been going down ever since. Look at what's happened in our life. Look at how some of us had to go through hell. Because we were forgotten, because our parents didn't follow the will of God, and we received we were forgotten until we had to go through all kinds of stuff to finally get to Jesus. Destroyed for lack of knowledge. And God is releasing knowledge right now. What is he doing? He's releasing strategies. He's releasing information. He's letting me and you know what's going on if we're ones who are willing to seek and see. But you can still refuse. I don't want to know anything. I've talked with people. They don't want to know it. No. I don't want to know. That frightens me. You go, well, is that going to stop anything from happening? No. The only thing that's going to prevent things and delay things is prayer and warfare. That's what. Remember that song we sang? I'm convinced that when I pray, you hear me. I'm convinced that when I praise, you're near me. You want to get nearer? You better start praising. Because we need the presence of God. The only thing that prevents these things is spirits and people. Oh, I don't believe it. Of course you wouldn't. It's a spirit of unbelief. We are at a time and season right now that is critical. Critical. It's time to awaken and come out of deception and delusion and fantasy. Don't think that your life is just going to be wonderful from this day forward. You will have trials and tribulations. You will be challenged in every area. Every area. In Proverbs chapter 1. Did you come to hear the truth? I'm not sharing any of this to scare anyone. Because if you're in Christ and you're close to him, you got nothing to worry about. But if you're not close, I'd be shaking my boots. Proverbs 1, verse 5. What does it say? A wise man will hear in what? Increase what? Learning. That's a wise man. And a man of understanding will what? Attain wise what? Counsel. To understand a proverb, an enigma, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the what? Beginning of knowledge. The fear. Now, let me ask you this. Do you need to be close to the Lord to get the fear of the Lord? Yes. That's why people don't have the fear of the Lord, because they're not close. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and what? Instruction. They despise it. So, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That means that we must be getting closer. Listen, the closer we're getting to the end, the closer we must get to the Lord. And if you're not close to the Lord, you won't have the fear of God. There'll be no, and that's reverence, honor, and respect. That's called the fear of God. If the fear of God is, look at, people do whatever they think they can do and do what they want to do and how they want to do it and whatever, because there's no fear or reverence to the Lord. They lie, they cheat, they steal, all kinds of stuff. They fornicate, they watch pornography. All kinds of things. They drink and get drunk because there's no fear of God. They are of the world. I don't care if they know Jesus or not, because they don't know the Jesus I know. The Jesus I know condemns those things. He doesn't promote those things. He doesn't promote same-sex marriage. He doesn't promote abortion. We have a country that kills, what, 50 million babies a year or something? And it's okay? I call that murder. God's not a murderer. Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12 and verse 1. Would you read it with me? Whoever loves instruction loves what? Knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. I don't call people stupid. I call them idiots because it's spiritually blind. So if you're not willing to receive, if you don't love instruction, which is direction, then you don't love knowledge. And if you're not, and if you're one who balks at every correction, then you're an idiot. Verse 2. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will what? Condemn. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be what? Moved. Hallelujah. So we need to come to that place where we love instruction because we love knowledge, because we're getting closer. You will love these things the more you get closer to the Lord. You will want to know more. You will want to understand more. You will want to know more wisdom. If you're drifting from the Lord, you have no intention of it. The only thing you're interested in getting yourself fulfillment from the world, more money, more job, more success, more travel, more this, more that, more seeing the world. There'll be no interest in a kingdom expansion, but only self-expansion. 1 Corinthians 15. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Verse 33. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Would you read it with me? Do not be what? Deceived. Evil company corrupts what? Good habits. You know, people are destroyed. They associate with evil company. They partner up with evil company. Now, what do you call evil company? Someone that doesn't serve the Lord. I call that evil company. There are many people in the outer courts. Those are evil company also. Why? Because they're easily swayed by the devil. Does everybody understand that? That's why we try to get people from the outer court into the holy place. Because they're easily swayed by the devil. They're up and down all the time. Boom, 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 boom. They're too close to outer darkness. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Verse 34, awake to righteousness and do not what? Do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. And this I speak to them in shame. Why? They don't have the knowledge of God. It is shameful not to have the knowledge of God. Does everybody get that? The knowledge of God, who he is, who you are in him, what are his promises, what is his will? The knowledge of God. Evil company corrupts good habits. Don't have the knowledge of God or the fear of God because they refuse to get closer. Again, we have those who see, who don't see, and who don't want to see. Those who are not willing to get closer. And those who are not willing to get closer will be easily deceived and manipulated. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, would you read it with me? But even if our gospel, if the truth of knowledge is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Why? Because they refuse to what? Get closer. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Who's the God of this age? Satan. Who do not believe lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we don't preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Wow. But we have this earthen, this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. The God of this age is Satan. He has blinded mankind from the eternal truth. Jesus came into the natural realm, who is the true Son of God, the true Creator, and God himself. He came. He is the truth. He's the way. He is the life. He brought it all for me and you. He brought love. He brought resurrection. He brought power. He didn't bring religion. He brought truth. Amen? In 1 John chapter 5. So the enemy doesn't want people to know the truth. They don't even want them to know what's going on right now. The enemy wants people to stay in a condition where they don't want to know. I don't want to know. I want to live my little fantasy life until I die. Well, your life is about to get interrupted. In 1 John chapter 5. In verse 18. Would you read it with me? We know that whoever is born of God does not what? Sin. In other words, sin doesn't have dominion over him. The presence, they acknowledge sin. They acknowledge the presence of evil. And they don't allow it to rule over them. It doesn't mean we don't make a mistake. But when we do, we repent. Amen? But he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world, everyone say the whole world, lies under the sway of the wicked one. And who is the wicked one? Satan and his kingdom. The whole world lies drunk. They are under his sway. Did you ever see someone go, that's the sway. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. How many of y'all know you can be the idol? Amen. So we see sway of Satan's kingdom. But those who are born of God, they get closer to God because they understand times and seasons. Now, let me ask you that. It says those who are born of God don't sin. So, is murder sin? Is lying sin? Is mutilation sin? Is beheading sin? This is all sin and evil, isn't it? Amen? Do we hear that's going on right now? So if you're associated with it, are you participating in something evil? Now, this is going to sound crazy for some of us, and I'm going to get more to it. But there are people that are following a belief system that is promoting murder, lying, deception, mutilation of women, and beheading. And that is called Satan's kingdom. Because it says, if you're born of God, we don't do those things. So their birth of darkness, they are still the seed of the serpent. Amen? They still feed off the tree of knowledge of good and evil, not the tree of life. And Revelation chapter 20. In verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been what? Beheaded. Well, there's only one organization I know that beheads people. For their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Now, let me explain something to you. The mark of the beast is associated with 666. And there's a Arabic-Greek understanding of what 666 is, and it means in the name of Allah. Now, I believe that Allah was a fallen angel and has deceived many people. Because even the Bible says Satan comes as an angel of light. Amen. And in this, we have a religious organization that commits murder, beheading, and they believe they're doing it for God, but they're actually doing it for Satan, aren't they? Amen. They're infiltrating all over in every area. Well, who's the ruler of the earth? Satan. He's behind the technology. He's behind everything. He's behind the economy. Does everybody understand this? He is moving and illustrating, coordinating, and causing people like cattle to go into places, come out of places, to get under trends, to buy this, to buy that. Does everybody understand it? Through influence of TV, media, music, websites, all kinds of things. He's manipulating individuals and keeping them into a place of drunken state, a fantasy realm, saying, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. It says in verse 5, but the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished, for this is the first resurrection. But blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such a second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Again, those were beheaded for their testimony of the true Creator. You know, we're hearing all this stuff about ISIS and so forth. And actually, some of them explain it a different way. They pronounce it ISIL or Sadatico, ISIL. It's no different. Listen, they are doing exactly what the Quran says. Does everybody understand that? So if you're a Muslim out there, I want you to understand that you are following Satan's kingdom and that they are murdering and beheading individuals. And they are, when they die, they are waking up in hell. So we've got Muslims that are all over. And these people, listen, some of them were born up and brought up in it. And they just think that this is just a way of life. But it isn't a way of God's life. It's a way of Satan's life. If they truly, listen, if you're a Muslim out there, I encourage you, truly read the Quran and you'll see what ISIS is doing is according to the Quran. But many Muslims don't even read the Quran. They just follow. That's why you and I are to read the Word, not just follow. Amen? We're to know the Word of God. We're to know the truth. We're to have a personal relationship with the Creator in love. In Ephesians chapter 5. How many all know God loves all man? He created all man. And these people are waking up in hell. And you know what? They can't come back and tell nobody, can they? Ephesians chapter 5. ISIS is Islam. It's no different. Why do you think the Arab countries won't destroy them? Because they're for them. Why do you think your own president won't destroy them? Hello? Is anybody awake yet? Obama! That's certainly not an Italian name. People are really goofy, man. They're blinded so badly, it's incredible. They are putting in people in office to get murdered. The enemy's just fattening people for the slaughter. And people are not even awake yet. They have no idea. Ephesians 5, verse 1, it says what? Therefore be imitators of God as what? Dear children, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore what? Don't be what? Partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Is that what we're doing right now? For it is shameful even to speak of these things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest in the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then, you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are what? They're what? Evil. Are they going to get evil? Are they getting more evil? Yes, people are calling what is good evil and what is evil good now. You see nothing but goofy pornography. I mean, on TV, everywhere, it's getting worse and worse and worse. It's not getting better. Amen? In Luke chapter 21. So if we want to be imitators of God's dear children, we better get closer to the Lord. Closer. Getting closer. Hallelujah. Verse 25. Would you read it with me, please? And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them from fear and from the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding. Now the fig tree represents Israel. You will see and know for yourselves that summer is near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come upon you, what? Unexpectedly. Unexpectedly. Verse 35. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always. This is not a skip in the tape. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Wow. So again, as the day gets closer, we must get closer. Again, there's three types of people: those who see, those who don't see, and those who don't want to see. Oh, hallelujah. In Joel chapter 2, Joel chapter 2. Is everybody okay? In verse 12, now therefore says the Lord, turn to me with all of your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great and of great kindness. And he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the nursing babes. Let the bridegroom come out from his chamber, and let the bride from her dressing room. We are the bride, he is the bridegroom. In other words, all of these things that are coming is all preparation of preparing the bride. There will be a separation. Does everybody understand that? There will be a separation. There will be those who are and those who are not. There will be the goats and there will be the sheep. There will be those who are right with God, those who are not right with God. And they'll begin to get more. Those who are living in the outer court will begin to flood into the second chamber, the holy place. They'll either begin to go into the holy place or they'll begin to go into outer darkness, one or the other. In Psalm 19, and verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. One of the things that begins to happen is God actually, while you're sleeping, he's trying to impart something to you, instruction. While you're sleeping, he releases instruction to you. You don't understand it. I'm not talking about a dream. This is embedded in your spirit that you don't know anything about. Then the Holy Spirit brings it up. And you're doing something, you're just doing something that you don't even, oh man, this is wild. How did I, how did I get here? What occurred? You know, does everybody understand it? In other words, there was something that happened that you may call wisdom, knowledge, or understanding, whatever it may be, something occurred in you that was imparted in you while you were sleeping. It was called instruction. Verse 3, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a what? Bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat or his presence. Amen. You have a card here. And it's called a kingdom card. One of the things that is vitally important in drawing closer to God and staying hidden in the secret place is Psalm 91. And the psalm has been rewritten so that it is associated with you speaking it for you, not just as a psalm. Amen? So I would like every one of us in here to grab this and to speak this psalm this morning. You got it? Everybody got one? Praise God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. In you I will put my trust. Surely you will deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the prevalence of pestilence. You will cover me under your feathers, and under your wings I will take refuge. Your truth will be my shield and buckler. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. With my eyes I will look and see the reward of the wicked, because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my dwelling place. No evil will befall me, nor any plague come near my dwelling. For you will give your angels charge over me to keep me in all of my ways. In their hands they will bear me up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I will tread upon the lion and the cobra, and the young lion and serpent I will trample underfoot. Because I set my love upon you, therefore you will deliver me. You will set me on high because I have known your name. I will call upon you, and you will answer me. You will be with me in time of trouble, and you will deliver me and honor me with long life. You will satisfy me and show me your salvation in Jesus' name. Amen? Praise God. In the book of Revelation in chapter 17, you know, we have heard many testimonies of military and police and firemen and those who are the first response and rescue. They've been given a lot of these prayers. They got little business cards that have Psalm 91. And there's been wonderful testimonies about them being rescued and protected and so forth. And it is a prayer of protection. And Revelation 17 in verse 1, it says, "Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, 'Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made what? Drunk with the wine of her fornication.' So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And a woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, 'Mystery Babylon, the great harlot, the mother of harlots, and of the abominations of the earth.' And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, 'Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. Those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life.'" Why? Because they will be blinded. "They will marvel because their names are not written from the book of life of the world, from the foundation of the world. When they see the beast that was and is not and yet is, they will be completely deceived. Here is the mind which has the wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Therefore are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time." Go to Revelation 18. "And after these things," in verse 1, "and after these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, 'Babylon, the great, is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, 'Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works, and the cup which she has mixed, and mixed double for her.'" So we see again that right now the world is drunk under the technology of the knowledge of Satan's kingdom in the area of delusion, deception. Look at them. I mean, people have become dependent on computers and phones. Amen? It's caused that way. It's been caused that way. Does everybody get that? I mean, you can get anything on the computer. And on the phone, you can watch TVs, you can get Netflix, NoFlix, and all kinds of flicks. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can just get. It's just available right there. You don't have to move. The only thing you got to do is breathe. Everything can come right to you. But again, what it's doing also is preventing fellowship. It's preventing face-to-face. It's causing the separation. The Lord is saying, come out from among them. That's why it's so important about fellowship. What did Jesus say? What did he command me and you to what? Abide. Abide. Abide in prayer and word. Abide in praise and worship. And abide in fellowship with believers. In fellowship, forsake not to assemble. He commanded it. Abide. Abide. And abiding in him, because he is the vine. Amen. Praise God. Daniel 8. Daniel chapter 8. Everybody say, getting closer. Things are getting closer, and we need to get closer. Daniel chapter 8 and verse 23. In the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise having fierce features who understands sinister schemes. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. Hello, not by his own power. So he's going to be empowered by demons. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. Through his cunning, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule. This is not our president, okay? Not that he's same character, but same demons. He shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. Well, it seems like it's happened here a little bit. Hello? He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without what? Human means. In other words, it would have to be something by God. Amen? And the vision of the evenings and mornings which was told is true. Therefore, seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. Now, in other words, it's getting ready to be released now. Things are being released now. Daniel 12, in verse 1. It says, and at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall be awakened, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. In other words, technology will increase. And I want to close at Philippians 2. But before I decree this last scripture, Philippians chapter 2, you know, again, when this whole circumstance happened on our campus, and I knew that there was something that I was supposed to seek a little bit further to that, and so I was waiting on the Lord. You know, how many know God speaks through his prophets? And there are prophets that God has established. And one of the prophets that I know and I've always gotten some kind of confirmation or something, and his name is Rick Joyner. And I encourage you to go to morningstartv.com and watch what the dream he just had. And it will definitely awaken you. And that's why I'm speaking today in all of this, because when that was brought across my path, I knew I had confirmation and it was time to share with individuals, because we must be spiritually armed and we must be able to spiritually attack so that the change of course can be manifested. Amen? Even though God warns us, it's a warning to make some kind of a change. And he say, if my people humble themselves, I would heal your nation. If they would humble themselves and come back and pray. And as I was searching some other things on the internet, there's another place you can go that's called BreakingIsraelNews.com. And it was powerful. There's an ex-Islamic Muslim individual that was given a message, and the message was directly directed to Obama. He said, "This message is for you, President Obama." And he explained everything because he became a Christian, but was involved in Islam. And he explains everything, and he's explaining to him about ISIS and who they are and what's going on. And this message was directed directly to the president. You know, again, think about all the things that have happened. If we really had, what are you going to do when your government won't protect you, won't fight for you? I want to know what all the military people are going to do when your government tells you to go on your own, to attack your own people. Are you going to believe your chief and commander, or are you going to believe the one who created you? We're coming to this. It isn't here today, but it is happening in other parts of the world. Australia, it's already happened. They've already killed. They've already beheaded. Even in this country, it's already happened. But they're not going to tell you everything, you know, because the media doesn't work for God. Works for the devil. They're going to keep you shut out of all what's going on until it comes to your front door. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Somewhere around there. Philippians 2. Okay. Verse 9. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, no matter what, it's going to happen. Even the ones that are going to hell, they're going to come right back and bow before dad. And those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, everyone will be called forth and bow before Jesus. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Satan will have to come and bow before Jesus and declare that he is Lord. And we're going to see it.
Yeah.
I won't need a picture, camera. You'll be done. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Amen. So work out your salvation with reverence, honor, and respect to the Lord. Continue to learn. Continue to grow. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. It's time to get closer. Amen? If you love instruction, you'll love knowledge. If you love knowledge, you'll love instruction. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we ask that the seed be protected by the blood of Jesus, that it grow and bear fruit for your glory. And Lord, that you'll send Muslims across our path, not my front door. Just across our path. Oh, if you want to send one to my front door, it's okay. You send all the other ones, so praise God. Lord, send them across our path that with an open heart that we may declare to them the truth and the love of Christ in Jesus' name. You know, when this gentleman gave his testimony about the message to Obama, one of the things that he said, I found a God that loves and doesn't hate. See, because the God he served hates, and the God he served now loves. Praise God.